Recently, I read an article about a man named Gordon Hempton, who is an acoustic ecologist. He has committed his life to listening and recording unencumbered nature sounds. He claims that there are fewer than a dozen places in the United States where one can sit for 20 minutes without artificial noise. So only a dozen places where for 20 minutes you can be without the noise of airplanes, equipment, cars, lawnmowers, and the like. The noise pollution that we experience all the time has affected all of us. Some bird populations have been decimated by up to 50% by the noise of oil drilling in Canada. The noise of boats negatively affects orcas and dolphins, their ability to communicate to one another, to find the food they need to survive and thrive as communities. And there are likely consequences that we will not be able to quantify until it is too late. But Hempton has made it his life's work to record as many pure nature sounds as possible before they are gone forever. And he has started an organization called One Square Inch of Silence. The idea is to create spaces in national parks where there is no artificial noise. His first location is in a place near and dear to my heart, deep in the Olympic National Park in the rainforest. That silent inch is marked by a red stone given to him by one of the elders of the local first inhabitants of that place. He is hoping to create similar spaces in other national parks, working together with local and federal government to make sure that flight paths are changed and limit the use of heavy machinery in and around our national parklands, so that when you go, you get to experience the beauty that you see and the beauty that you hear. I hope to get to visit one of his 1 square inches of silence one day. Living here in San Antonio, Texas, in the 7th largest city in the nation, we have a lot of noise all the time. Constant activity with so many people, so much construction, so many AC units struggling to try to keep us cool in this heat. I realized as I read this article that moments of pure natural noise are few and far between for us. Even when I am alone in nature running on the trails at Hardberger, I hear first the noise of Northwest Military in Wurzbach and Blanco, not to mention the lawnmowers and leaf blowers, the sound of someone's podcast as they walk by, the employees getting around in their side-by-sides for maintenance. I can hear the birds. I can hear the armadillos rustling around, but they are muted by the noise of humans and machines. I imagine the same is true for you. When was the last time you were somewhere that was totally quiet? I wonder if Elijah was a modern-day prophet, on the run from people who wanted to destroy him, if he could find enough silence to recognize the sound of stillness, the still small voice of God that was present in that sheer silence. Our Old Testament scripture in 1 Kings has Elijah, fresh off his dominance over the prophets of Baal, running scared. Even after that incredible show of force where everyone could see that clearly the God of Elijah was most powerful, he was terrified. Terrified of the revenge that would be exacted on him for being a part of that power. So he went to the wilderness and hid out, where God asked him, "Why are you here, Elijah? How did you go through what you just went through and still have such little faith? How could you have ended up here when you just experienced such a dramatic example of God's power?" So Elijah was invited to experience God, to stand in the cleft of the mountain and wait for God to pass by. Hurricane force winds came by first, powerful enough to pluck a human off the mountain. But God was not in the winds. Next up was the earthquake, the ground shaking, If you've ever experienced one, it definitely feels like an act of God, but God was not in the earthquake. Fire came third. It can be very destructive. The heat and power raging through the mountain, but God's presence was not there either. Finally, came the sound of stillness. The sheer silence, the still, small voice, the one square inch of peace. God was there. From this poignant encounter with God, Elijah was kicked out of hiding and back to work on God's behalf. Amazing how he was not motivated by the extreme power that he saw when the prophets of Baal were struck down. Interesting that God shows God's self most poignantly in the quiet. Interesting that the thing that made him get up and out of fear was not the strong wind or the earthquake or the fire, but instead that powerful square inch of the peace of the Most High. As your pastor, I hope that you're constantly looking for wisdom. I would encourage you to read the Bible, to read books. Read books from theologians and spiritual practitioners. I encourage you to sing songs, to go to worship, to receive communion as often as you're able, to listen to podcasts that inspire you, to listen to sermons. You can grow your heart and your faith in so many ways. Something for everyone. But always remember that the most important and motivating voice to hear is God's. That direct message to your own heart. There is no substitute for mystical communion with your Creator. God can speak to you in all kinds of ways, in all of those ways. But sometimes, in order to hear with your heart, you need to get quiet. Our culture is so loud and so distracted. We're almost never offline. Most of us carry around personal computers in our pockets, which we can access all the information in the world. We can see our email at all times and hear a little ding when they come. Wasn't it wonderful when we didn't read our email until we sat down in front of our computers? Or even better yet, when there was no email and we had to get letters or a phone call? But we're accessible almost all of the time. We're never, or often and rarely, truly alone. We can listen to music anytime. We can be distracted anytime by an episode of anything. We can have the constant noise of the world all around us. But as Gordon Hempton has discovered, there are very few places one can be free of that external clattering. It's not unusual for people to spend hours and hours connected to their device, but not even a few minutes just listening to what God might say to their hearts. Where is the sound of stillness in our lives? Where is the sheer silence? Where is that still, small voice, that one square inch of peace? Now more than ever, we need it. We're running scared. So many stressors, so much noise, and our escape is no longer the mountain. It's distraction. We love to distract ourselves. We fill it up, our lives, with so much. We look down at our phones instead of looking into our hearts or looking into the eyes of those around us. We respond immediately with our fingers without sitting in the reality of our bodies. We react to algorithms rather than consulting our own hard-earned wisdom or the wisdom of those around us. We are buffeted by notifications. We are rarely alone with our own thoughts or with God. And if we have any hope of stopping running scared, we must recover stillness. We need to find that one square inch of peace in our souls. We need the nourishment of God's love and care imprinted in our hearts that we can then utilize as we move into the world, no longer running scared, but going toward, as Elijah made that transition from moving away from to moving toward what was positive and good and healing. So this week, I encourage you, put your phone on silent for a while. Better yet, turn it off. You can respond to your emails when you get home. No one needs you to respond right away. All the things will keep. But your heart and your soul need that nourishment from God. Quiet your mind and listen. Listen to the stillness. Listen to God. Amen. This